On the show today, we have Callahan's very own Sharon Simpson talking about how she accidentally raised money-smart teens. You gotta check this one out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Callahan's very own Sharon Simpson. How are you, Sharon?
Great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you wrote a really cool story that I think is super timely and super... I think it can pertain to anybody who has kids these days, especially teenagers, and getting them to, I guess, you know, work smartly with money. And the title of the story was called How I Accidentally Raised Money Smart Teens. I like this. If it's an accident, great. If it's on purpose, it's great. So, but before we get into like the three ways of, you know, how any parent or financial institution can encourage money management, can you tell us briefly about your kids?
This is my favorite topic.
Perfect.
So, as you can tell probably from the article.
Sure.
So I have three. Mm-hmm. I have a 15-year-old daughter, a 13-year-old son, and a 12-year-old daughter. And so I mean, they basically were born literally into the credit union movement. When I had two of them, I was VP of marketing at a credit union in Maryland. And my oldest, I had while I was at Callahan's.
So oh, wow.
They've all, you know, grown up around this. I say it's an accident because I never really sat down and talked to each one. Mm-hmm. But I think luckily, and the part that wasn't accidental is that they grew up having access to a credit union.
Yeah.
They had that credit union account from birth on out.
Awesome.
And that's really helped them, I think.
Yep.
Save and, you know, kind of think about their money a little differently.
Yeah. And so now, you know, like I think your oldest is your boy. Is your son?
My boy is he's in the middle.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Funny enough, he's the only one that has a paying gig.
He mows lawns.
Yeah. He mows our neighbor's lawn. And he makes a pretty good little sum, you know, and we live in Texas, so. A
lot of grass.
The mowing season is quite long here. And he was really cute when I asked him, you know, what are you going to do with your paychecks? He said, I'm going to save one and spend one. I'm going to rotate it like that. And he's done that and better. I mean, he's bought so few things. If I need to borrow, you know, cash, I go to him. He's not the cash.
So he's your ATM machine. Is that what it is?
Pretty much. When I forget, or because I rarely carry cash, you know, I think like most of us nowadays.
Right.
And he's got a wallet full of cash and a bank account, you know, pretty full of money. So he's doing great.
So what about your girls?
My girls, they both are kind of thinking more long-term. My oldest is going to be a lifeguard at the Y. She's a junior lifeguard in training.
Awesome.
So when she turns 16, you know, she'll start earning that paycheck and putting money into her account. And my youngest wanted to be an actress for the longest time. And I think she still does, but she's thinking about paying the bills as well, which is kind of nice for a 12-year-old, you know, to be thinking long-term. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with them.
Awesome. I mean, you can be the actress, but have a plan B, something to fall back on.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I told her. I said, you might want to do that in addition to something else.
Perfect. Perfect. So how did this happen? I mean, obviously kind of growing up in a credit union family, like you said, they have the credit union DNA already built in. So
right.
I assume just seeing how you guys work with money, and it's not a topic that I am assuming that you don't shy away from. It's just something that's kind of everyday type of thing. So what's going on in your household that's making them this way? This is awesome.
I don't know. Well, I hate to admit this, but I don't know. Maybe, you know, my husband and I can be, you know, a little not financially irresponsible, but we like to, you know, enjoy things.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, right. So I think my kids are almost a little more practical in a way than I am.
Okay.
You know, they want to plan for the long term and kind of, and also my husband and I are both self-employed. He's an attorney and he hung out his own shingle. I work, you know, part-time for Callahan's and a number of, you know, other credit unions, but I've run my own business since 2009.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and so you know how it is.
Yeah.
There are ups and downs, and so I think they overhear that as well.
Yeah.
And so for them, you know, savings is important.
Awesome. So now tell me about what are these three ways that a parent and or a financial institution, credit unions in this case, can encourage money management?
Sure. I think number one is starting early.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, making sure that people know that you have these accounts for children and know that it's an option.
Mm-hmm.
As a former marketer myself, I know it can easily kind of fall to the bottom of the to-do list.
Yeah.
But making sure it's really out there is number one. Number two, I think involving the kids, especially in community events. And that was something my oldest got to come and participate in firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And so having something for those kids is vital. And then lastly, I think incentivizing, mm-hmm. you know, having, whether it's a little stuffed animal when they, you know, hit a certain milestone, mm-hmm. or whether it's a special interest rates, you know, having something that's going to encourage those kids to keep at it.
Yeah. So do you guys do, like, I don't want to get into your personal lives, but I mean, too much, but I just, well, I'm going to dive in here. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, do you guys do allowance for chores or things like that? How do you guys work that so they have some income?
It's funny. We used to a long time ago,
okay.
and then we kind of had a philosophical, when they were very young,
mm-hmm.
obviously that's, you know, kind of the only way a 5 or 6 year old can earn money, right? Besides birthday money,
sure.
you know, and things like that. So we did for a while, but then now that they're older, we really had a philosophical discussion. You know, shouldn't making your bed be just what you do as a human?
Yeah.
You know, like,
I agree.
Be paid, right? Like, I don't get paid.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a baseline, and I think as they grow up, you kind of have to adjust. So that's what we've tried to do over time.
That's a good move. Good move. So why do you think this is so important today? Because, I mean, it's we're all talking about the millennials and how irresponsible they are, and the Gen Z, oh my gosh, they're out to lunch. You know, all these things that you're reading, and when
right.
in most cases it's quite the contrary. So, but I mean, so why do you think this kind of, this message is so important today for kids and parents?
Well, I think it's important for kids, but also important for the financial institutions. I think I'm kind of jumping ahead. That's probably the next thing
no,
we're
no.
going to talk about.
Yeah, go for it.
But I think, you know, the credit unions, it's funny because, you know, we've been talking for a while about how we want to attract millennials, right? But really, we've had their parents already.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we, in some ways, I don't want to say we've missed the boat, but there's such an earlier opportunity than I think a lot of us realize. And even myself, in hindsight, I can see today that what I did when my kids were babies and 2 and 3 had a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think credit unions, when they start earlier and start with parents and grandparents and kind of passing on that gift of credit union membership,
yeah.
that's really what it is.
Yeah.
I think the sooner and more we can do that, the better off. The millennials and the Gen Zers are going to be in better off.
Mm-hmm.
The credit union movement is going
to
be.
I agree. I totally agree with you. We need this kind of like this member succession plan, you know? So
right.
just like we have all these CEOs kind of exiting the credit unions these days. Okay, yeah, you have a succession plan to bring in new leaders. Hey, we need a member succession plan too to kind of bring in this new blood of members to our industry to keep it going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you'll see, like it's pretty interesting on the Callahan blog. I'm one of the older contributors as a Gen Xer, right? But my generation was really meant to, it started off showcasing millennials, and now it's kind of expanded to, you know, multi-generational.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of the millennials, you know, have shied away from having taking on debt, taking out loans because of the times they were raised in.
Right.
And so I think a lot of times, in a lot of ways, our kids are more money savvy in some respects than maybe we were at that age.
Yeah, a lot of the millennials, their kind of formative years were right when the recession hit, right? About a decade ago. So they, some of them learned the hard way, but, you know,
absolutely.
Just like our grandparents or great grandparents in the Depression, you know, seeing their parents were going through that whole, oh my gosh, yeah. So we could go on a whole new topic there. So, but I'm glad you guys are doing great here. Any other advice for credit unions out there and what they can do better in this area?
I think really a lot of it goes back. I mean, nearly every credit union that I've come across has a youth savings account, right? Or has some kind of youth savings program.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, number one, making sure people are aware of it. And number two, growing with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my own credit union, you know, as soon as my daughter turns 16, she's going to upgrade and have a youth checking account, a debit card, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even back when I was there, making that automatic and kind of making sure we reach out at those critical points.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're graduating from high school, you know, then she'll have a whole other range of needs. So I think we have to be sticking with these young people throughout.
I agree. Every little life milestone, I guess, is what you're trying to get right through. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just like they did with us. Well, very cool. Sharon, anything else to add here? I just love the story. And we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get to it and read it if they haven't already. And yeah, I just love the story. So I just had to meet you and talk to you and find out how you guys did it. So you could have a bestseller on your hand maybe here if you write a book.
Well, yeah.
I know, really, half of it at least is probably pure luck.
We'll take it. We'll take any way we can get it, you know?
We're obviously very proud of those three kids.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what happens in the next
2 or 5 years. Yeah. All right. Very cool stuff here, Sharon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us. We appreciate it. Great message, and keep up the good work there in Fort Worth. All right.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.